Some schools have decided to reinvest in phys ed and the arts. That decision comes after years of cutbacks. Schools were under budget pressure and also under pressure to focus on basics.
Now, Milwaukee's public school district is among those turning in a new direction. That district has hired dozens of new specialty teachers. It's part of an effort to boost attendance and achievement in a student body that ranks among the worst academically in the country. Here's Aaron Toner of member station WUWM in Milwaukee.
At Richard Kluge Elementary in Milwaukee, 16 boys and girls are stretching, jumping, and marching in the school's stuffy little gymnasium.
Everyone needs exercise. It will help you grow.
2 years ago, there was no gym class here, no art or music either, due to budget cuts. But now, students here get a so-called special 3 days a week. Upstairs from the gym, music teacher Angie Dvorak is in her classroom singing to a group of physically disabled students.
Good job!
Last year, Dvorak was part-time and had to travel between schools. This year, she stays at Kluge all day.
And I get to have them for class more frequently, which is awesome because their music skills are shooting through the roof this year.
Over just the past 2 years, Milwaukee Public Schools has hired nearly 100 new specialty teachers. This fall, it will add 50 more. Superintendent Gregory Thornton says it's critical to learning.
I personally believe that it's a vital part of the balance of a young person's educational agenda.
The district's been able to rehire teachers mainly because of money it's saved by cutting employee benefits. Thornton hopes ramping up art, music, and phys ed helps stem the exodus of city kids to suburban schools.
You want to create something where our families want to reinvest in our school district. And at the end of the day, I want kids excited about getting up in the morning.
Another hope is for a payoff on standardized tests. Right now, only 20% of Milwaukee district students are proficient in math and only 16% in reading. James Catterall is professor emeritus at UCLA. His 12-year study of 12,000 kids found arts education helps lift academic achievement, especially for children living in poverty.
These poor kids will show pretty robust gains in not only test scores, but pro-social behavior, motivation of one sort or another, going further in education generally, whether it's graduate school or just simply getting into college.
But Allison Hausman with the group Education Resource Strategies cautions districts against simply going back to business as usual. She says new investments should be focused where they'll yield the greatest results. And that could mean, for instance, hiring more math teachers.
It's tempting to just undo the cuts, but new funds are an opportunity for districts to fundamentally transform the way they use people, time, and money.
Buenos días.
Miguel Sanchez is principal at Lincoln Elementary here, a school the state says fails to meet expectations on measures like reading achievement and absenteeism. But Sanchez says when his students have specials, they show up.
They don't miss a special. Number one, parental involvement grows. You go to a sport activity, you go to an art activity, you go to a recital, they are there.
Next year, Lincoln will have full-time gym, art, and music teachers, and students will get a break from the three R's every single school day. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Toner in Milwaukee.